Stanford Flats.
Okay, okay. Sir, what is your name?
Irv Patrick.
And you are how old?
83.
Where were you born? Were you born here in Danbury?
No, I was born in Bridgeport.
Oh, okay, okay. Moved here later then.
No, I was born in Bridgeport. I lived in Monroe all my life.
Okay, you grew up there and all?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you first hear about World War II? How did you first hear about World War II?
Because I got shot at. No, no, not really. No, I, when I was a kid, we heard about it back in the 40s, you know, the 30s.
Oh, okay, yes, yes, certainly. How exactly? Did you hear about it on the radio? Or?
Yeah, well, of course.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. What was the first event about World War II that you heard about? Like with Pearl Harbor, stuff going on in Asia?
No, before Pearl Harbor. I remember when the Poles and the Russians were fighting up in Poland.
Okay. Okay. How did you enter the service?
I got drafted.
You were drafted. How old
yeah.
were you?
19.
19, okay, so it's yeah. right out of high school there.
Yeah, more or less. About, yeah.
More or less. Okay. And you say you were a tanker in the Army, yes?
I was in the 5th Armored Division, yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go, okay, 5th Armored there. Okay, sir.
You know, I'm trying to find some goddamn bumper stickers like this.
Oh, yeah, if you look around, I'm sure you'll be able to...
I haven't been able to find them.
Certainly, yeah. I
play in a band over at the American Legion. I want to put some on my guitar case.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a great idea, actually, certainly. What do you play?
Guitar.
Oh, do you now? Okay.
I got an electric, yeah.
Oh, great. How long have you been doing that for?
Since I was a kid.
Oh, okay. Great.
But then I quit for 60 years.
Just picked it up?
I play with Billy Smith.
Okay.
You know Billy?
I may have bumped into him, perhaps.
He plays and sings around here. In fact, they played last night, but I didn't go. I hurt my wrist.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So I can't play.
A little recuperation there. Okay. You say, okay, tankers, what was your unit number and your designation?
I was in the 5th Armored Division.
Okay.
Company B, 87th Tank Battalion.
When you were drafted, where did you report for duty?
Bridgeport.
For basic training?
I'm sorry?
For basic training and everything?
No, I went to Fort Devens, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. Sir, what was your specialty? You say when tank. So you was actually driving a tank, you say? Or?
Yeah, I drove and I was a gunner, and you always keep switching around, you know.
Okay, so you kind of took all the different.
It was a 5-man crew.
Oh, really? Okay. So you were kind of a jack of all trades, then.
The whole crew does that. You switch around, you know.
Okay.
You know how to do everybody else's job.
Yeah, just in case one of them. Now. Where exactly did you serve? In Europe?
Germany.
Germany.
Germany. Europe.
Yes, indeed. Did you see any action?
I'm sorry?
Did you see any action, sir, in the...
Lot of it.
Really? Well, would you care to elaborate? That would be... Where exactly did you see action at?
All over Germany.
Yes, any particular battles or anything?
Yeah, we were in a few of them.
Really?
I don't even remember. That was a long time ago.
Indeed, indeed. Did you serve in France at all, or did you just pick up the defensive infantry?
We served in France for quite a long time.
Okay.
We had to fight our way from the coast all the way into Germany.
So were you at Normandy? Or?
Yeah.
Really?
I wasn't there during the invasion, but I got there about... It was a month afterwards, I think.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Wow. Was there any resistance in the north of France at that time?
Yeah, there was, yeah.
There was still there. The Nazis were still putting up a fight.
There were still some Germans around, yeah.
Okay, so it was still quite dangerous even then.
Yeah, they keep ducking all the time.
Really? There was that type of...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Was the artillery coming in and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. How long were you in France before you actually had to go into Germany itself?
For about 2-3 weeks.
Oh, okay. So still a good chunk of time there.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, how long were you actually in the service all together, from the day you entered to the day you were?
I got out in 1946.
Okay.
I went in 1943 from here.
Oh, okay, so you were still in high school when the war actually started then?
No, I was out of high school by then.
Oh, were you now? Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Well, the thing was, like, okay, like, when you have a son, you pick his name.
By the way, do you keep in contact with any of your fellow tank members, your crew members?
No, we've never done that.
Oh, okay.
We just never have. We got a book that they had printed up.
Oh, okay.
It tells about all our trip through Europe.
What were some of the places? You were at Normandy?
Yeah, we landed at Utah Red, I think it was.
Okay.
I showed the kids Uncle Otto's grave on Easter Sunday.
And in Germany, were you at the Battle of the Bulge or any of those?
I was right on the edge of it.
Really? How was that?
Noisy.
I imagine.
I used to know where there was because I know there were headlocks. Look, you know, I'm like,
were you,
headlocks over here, that's where the grave mark.
Were you anyway near Bastogne?
Yeah, that was in Belgium.
Oh, okay, so nearby there.
I wasn't one of the battered bastards of Bastogne, no.
No, were you near that engagement, or you were just on the outsides there?
We were kind of on the edge of it, yeah.
Okay, did you provide any support fire to the troops there? Your tanks?
No, I don't think we did.
Yeah, in the particular engagement there.
I was reading about it in the book one day here a couple of weeks ago. And we were not really in the Battle of the Bulge.
Oh, okay, technically, but you were...
The 5th Armored Division wasn't involved in it. But we were right on the edge of it.
Okay. Very interesting. How did you get to I assume you went to England first before you went to France?
Yeah, we landed in England. We stayed there for about a week, and then we came across with a whole bunch of other people.
Did you fly in, or were you you took a transport ship over?
I'm sorry.
From America, did you fly into England on a plane, or did you?
No, we went over on boat.
Okay. Was there still a danger of U-boats at that time?
Yeah, right. We went over in a convoy.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So...
Yeah, there was a lot of danger from U-boats at that time. Yeah.
Okay.
But we didn't lose any of the ships out of our convoy.
You were lucky. I guess a lot were going down at that time.
There was a far apart. You couldn't see the ship that was next to you.
Oh, really? Okay, so they were spread way out.
Yeah.
Your great Eli G. Bennett, your great-great-grandfather, your great-great-grandmother, your great-grandfather.
Were there any difficulties that you encountered, like, to Army life in general, from once, you know, from going from you know, high school, family, civilian life into the Army life?
Your grandfather.
Was it a real big adjustment? Was it a big culture shock, or was it,
No, it wasn't terrible.
Do you think you would have enlisted if you hadn't been drafted?
I'm sorry?
Would you have enlisted if you hadn't been drafted anyway?
I doubt it very much.
You think so?
Yeah. I doubt it.
Did you like your time in the Army, in the 5th?
Yeah, I had a good time. I had a good time, yeah. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Do you keep in contact with anybody at all from your Army days? Maybe not your tank crew, but anybody at all?
Well, some of the guys that were from around here where I grew up, I still see them, but, you know, we don't even talk about the fucking war.
Really? No.
No.
It's just put aside there.
The hell with it. Just forget it.
Yeah, it's over. It's water under the bridge, right?
Right.
Did you encounter any civilians while you were going through France, Germany, all
I'm
that?
Sorry?
Did you come across any civilians when you were going through France and Germany?
Lots of them. We had a lot of friends, yeah.
Really? And they were friendly and everything that came
out? Oh, yeah, the French people, yeah. And the Belgians.
Okay.
They were very friendly people. Not like today.
It's the opposite.
These assholes in Iraq. They were all crazy even now. We would have been killing people right and left if we'd have been in that situation.
It's a different time, I suppose. But how were the Germans? Did you come across any German civilians? Were they angry, or were they happy, or were they indifferent?
No, they were all very good people, very nice people.
Great. Hospitable and all that?
Oh, yeah.
As best they could be. How was the supply situation in your unit? Did you always have enough ammunition, food, all that stuff, water?
Oh yeah, we always had enough stuff there.
How did that go? Did you have trucks always coming up bringing that stuff up? Or?
Yeah, we had a lot of convoys coming up. Yeah.
Okay. How was the food and everything?
It was good.
Yeah, 3 squares a day and all that.
Oh yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we never had a problem with that.
Was it,
the only trouble is you got to take a shower about once a month.
Oh, that could be a little funky driving around in the tank, right? You smell everyone there.
Well, it wasn't that bad, really.
Yeah. Right. Were they prepackaged, or did you get fresh food?
How you going, Rudy?
Oh, please take it. I'm saying, were the food you ate, was it prepackaged in rations, or was it fresh food?
No, we cooked around on the spot most of the time. Except on one Thanksgiving day, the Germans bombed the goddamn kitchen.
Oh, did they?
Blew the cook stove all to hell.
Really? Now, when Thanksgiving came about, where were you, more or less?
We were in Germany.
Okay, by that time. So this is 44 then.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Was there any action after that? Did any fighting, or was it just a few shells that came in?
No, the airplane that came in and bombed us.
Oh, okay.
Fighter.
Fighter. Where was the first place you encountered the Germans at that?
Well, it was in France.
It was in France?
Yeah, France, yeah.
Was it scattered, or was it really organized fighting? Was it just a few guys here and there, or was it actually, you get big, divisions and so forth moving?
Probably a tank division.
Oh, really? Really? How was that? Who was the winner of that contest?
We were.
Working at that point. Who was your commander? Who was the leader of the 5th?
5th Armored?
Yes, sir.
I can't remember what his name was.
You ever meet the fella? Did you ever meet him?
Yeah.
Did you? How was he? Nice guy?
My captain, Captain Wilson, was our captain. And he was a good guy. He got hit in the neck, I remember.
Really? Did he survive that, or was it a great...
Yeah, he survived it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How long was his recuperation for that?
I don't even remember how long. I don't even remember if I ever saw him again after that.
Oh, really?
I know he went back to the hospital.
Did you lose any people from your own personal tank there?
No, we didn't lose any of our crew. Well, we did. We did. We were gassing the tank up one day, and some Germans came over and dropped AP bombs, anti-personnel bombs.
Oh, okay.
And he got killed from concussion from the bomb. He was up on top of the tank, and I was standing on the other side of it. And he fell right off and landed on top of me. We're deader than a mackerel, right?
Yeah. Wow. So that was the only time that there was serious, I felt you lost one of your own guys.
That was the only time I remember, yeah, that we lost one of our crew.
Wow.
Your deer, goddamn bullet.
How did you prepare mentally for fighting? I mean, you're in a dangerous situation here. How did you cope with that?
You just do it.
You just do it, just to, go
just
straight.
Just do it and hope the hell you survive.
How did when you finally came back in 46? How was that? Were you in any of those parades, or was it more quiet your home?
No, I live way up in Monroe,
Yes.
Way out in the country. My father and I came down to Bridgeport about once a month, maybe.
My cousin Chris, they saw a freaking monster rock. It was like a couple years ago. Coming right down the hill.
I was just glad to be home. Get the hell out of all that bullshit.
So you didn't re-enlist or anything like that? You were out?
No, I wasn't done. I wasn't about to, no.
Do you, since then, in the past, several decades, do you think about your wartime experience a lot?
Do I now?
Yes, now.
No.
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 Like, right afterwards, did you at all?
No.
No, just kind of, it's...
A lot of nights I'd wake up when an airplane went over and scared the shit out of me, out of a sound sleep, you know? Because there used to be a guy they called Bed Check Charlie used to come around at night.
Oh, a German?
Yeah, the Germans, yeah. Oh. They'd come over and see what they could see.
Oh, did he ever find anything, so to speak? Did he ever drop bombs?
Yeah, sometimes he'd drop a bomb, you know. Never, I don't know.
How has the war changed you?
I'm sorry?
The war, but how did it change you?
I don't think it did.
You don't know?
No.
It didn't faze you at all.
I was just as stupid back then as I am now. And vice versa.
Earl, anything else that you'd like to say? About the war, about your experience?
Yeah, I think they should go over there where Bin Laden was born and drop a fucking bomb right out of the country.
I hear you there.
Blow him right off of the map.
There you go. All right, Earl, thank you so much for your interview. Quite a big help to me here.
I'm not Earl, I'm Irv.
Irv, sorry. Oh, my goodness, I apologize.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.